Podcast City Network.
Hey everyone, welcome to a brand new episode of Casual Geeking. This week we are joined with Deary and Geek Kev as Andrew has some business to attend to. So let's go ahead and get started. This is our wonderful time of the year. It's Christmas, y'all. It's about 2 weeks. Let's go.
What up, though?
What's up?
What's going on, guys?
Well, it is that time, the wonderful time of year where I go overboard with the holidays. We have a Grinch mystery.
The most stressful time of the year.
Oh, fuck yes. You guys have no idea. You guys are dudes. You guys just sit there and go, most guys, especially if they have a spouse like my husband doesn't have a fucking clue what any of his family members are getting for Christmas. He literally said, just put it in the Amazon cart. Here's my card. Go for it. I trust you. Paul's going to be just as surprised as his mother is when she gets what she's getting for Christmas. From him. Oh, how about that? We got you a Paddington Bear. I got you a Paddington Bear with boots. Cool. And his dad and his sisters all shoot like, oh, we got you a waffle maker. Cool. But yeah. You guys just don't get it. Most guys just get to sign their names to Christmas cards and shit. You don't have to go through the stressful of finding that gift that they need or want.
So I would like to introduce.
Please come up with a better name than one you announced earlier.
Ever name.
Nope, vetoing. I would rather use the girl's real fucking name because it's at least better Basic. Than the one you guys came up with.
Oh, jeez.
I don't want to call her that.
It's okay.
So derogatory.
She drinks pumpkin spice lattes and enjoys Ugg boots.
Actually, I hate Ugg boots and I don't drink pumpkin spice. I drank Jack Daniels and wear cowboy boots.
Okay, Redneck Barbie.
Sometimes Connor. Right.
There we go. Call her that.
I like that.
We like
right
that.
Now,
her
it looks
name
like
is Redneck.
Tornado. If you could see this woman's hair.
Oh, I look like a fucking wreck.
No cursing.
Sorry.
It's okay. We get a couple F-bombs. I use them. Her name is Redneck.
She's 100% basic. A basic
her name
person.
Is just Redneck. We don't care. We don't like that word. She's redneck. We give her more respect than that. So she's your sister-in-law. Anyways, so we have our special guest, whose name is obviously up for contention.
It's okay to be basic, dog.
Not okay to be basic. We are geeks, damn it.
I don't know. I'm a pretty basic gamer name, too. So.
For all of the folks at home, what is your gamer name?
Zarma.
Oh, God.
I've had it since I was. Jesus. I've used the same gamer tag since I was like 9. I just haven't had it in my soul to change it.
I'm glad I changed mine. I used to go by Gandalf 507.
You still use that one on PS4?
Just because I can't change it.
I only know that because when we during the height of the pandemic, we were playing Monopoly like daily.
Everything else is Lord Geek now.
But as we get into it. Basic or redneck, however you choose to be called on this, we care not. I would prefer not basic because, again, derogatory. But whatever, it's your name. Fuck it. So as I stated, it's that time of the year. Let's talk about let's avoid the stressy topic because we all know stress sucks and we're all stressed out to the freaking hill because of the holiday season. Because Kevin's got a kid and he's got to get Christmas. I've got 12 nieces and nephews, including Kevin's kid, which I eventually have to find a present for.
I have three mini-me's, yeah.
You have three kids? Yeah, wow. Yeah, you understand the stress is real.
These are...
Let's take it back to before stress and shit was really screwing our day up. Back when... I mean, Deary still believes in Santa.
Fuck
but
off.
To the rest of us.
You look like you could be Santa.
I'll have you know that this physique is attractive to certain people. Yeah, it's Mrs. weird Claus. That it's weird that they're all little old ladies with
yeah, Mrs. Claus.
Gray hair and cookie.
Well, it's not our fault that your hair is like blonde really to the point of white.
Drinking a glass of milk as we discussed it.
I didn't invite you to pick on
yeah,
me.
That's
okay,
you knew it was gonna happen though.
But, all right, so when you're taking it back to when we were kids, I want to hear you guys' favorite holiday traditions.
Oh,
when
Lord. I don't even have any traditions.
Like, what was your favorite part of Christmas as a kid?
I was
other than, you know, getting
kid.
Stuff.
I didn't want Christmas.
What the
well,
hell?
Christmas kind of was the thing. Like, that was my birthday.
Family so. Black sheep. I didn't really get Christmas or do Christmas. Even as a child.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, that makes me a sad panda for you.
Yeah.
All right, Deary. You did Christmas just kind of. Oh, that's right, because you and Kev's birthdays are right around are on the same day, and you guys are both like in January. So, did you guys, your parents,
every
try to
year.
Do like the 2-for-1 thing?
My brother was born 2 days and 7 years after me, and he got the same shit. The only one who didn't was my little sister. My little sister, like, we would go out to eat for my birthday, you know, because. Hooters as a 16-year-old is the best place on the planet, just saying. And it's a mythical time before B-dubs.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, yeah, no, Christmas was my birthday. So I was like, dude, just chilling. I got the best game consoles, though. Like, I was an inside kid a lot because the winter in Virginia is cold. You know, so I get, I wouldn't get to play it, but like dad would hook it to the TV and I'd have to figure out how to set it up and go through all of the magics of the Xbox 360.
Hey, that's still one of my favorite consoles.
Right.
Need to get one. Well, I'm sure this comes as no surprise to you, Ori, but I was spoiled rotten. I didn't want for anything. Yes, the video games. I remember, actually, the first thing I remember was the Atari 7800, which, in retrospect, I don't even have any nostalgia to that, really. But it was awesome, and it's not anymore. But anyway, in terms of traditions, there really wasn't much with my family. You know, I mean, we decorated and the tree and putting out cookies and milk for Santa and stuff. But
so with my family, because my parents divorced when I was super young. I have two sets of traditions that I hold very dear to my heart. On my dad's side, it is, we come from a long line of Moravians, coastal, which are, colonial Winston-Salemites, which includes, the major thing is Germanic people and a lot of singing. So I grew up on my dad's side hearing a lot of German Christmas carols, because those were just part of our family traditions, is singing in German. The only song I still remember how to sing these days, because it's sort of waned off, is we still sing. That's why I was playing. You guys may have heard me when we were playing League. I was playing "O Christmas Tree" in German. Because I was feeling homesick and I wanted to hear it in the traditional German, because that's what I grew up hearing. And we would go out and hang the Moravian Star, which is a 16-pointed star. Anytime, the moment that star was hung and lit up, I knew it felt like Christmas. And to this day, it doesn't feel like Christmas. I haven't hung my star. I have my own now that I'm older. It doesn't feel like Christmas until I've hung my star on my porch. On my mom's side, it is on Christmas Eve singing happy. My mom or my grandma would light the Advent wreath, and the youngest would say we would do our Bible verses, and then we would say we have a Jesus cake. It's just a birthday cake, but for some reason my family believes it's perfectly natural to sing happy birthday to Jesus.
That's pretty cool, actually.
But yeah, we do it. We sing happy birthday to Jesus on Christmas Eve, and we eat the Jesus cake, and then we each get to, and then we open presents. But you don't get to open your presents if you don't go to church. We're a semi-religious family, so in order to get the right to, and that was the way my grandparents were able to coerce the grandkids to go to church. Still, you guys can sit through one Christmas Eve service. You guys can open your presents on Christmas Eve. Otherwise, you have to wait until Christmas Day. But now that we're all older, my mom's kind of done away with that rule. She tries to get us to go to Christmas Eve services, but she also understands that my brother and me and my brother, my sister lives on a Daytona. It's really difficult to hold that rule into effect now that we're older, because we're all rushing there just to get there to be with her on Christmas Eve. Because me and my brother have the same setup. Christmas Eve with mom, Christmas Day with our husband's husbands or wives' families. So, I also do a shit ton of baking. My mom says it doesn't feel like Christmas to her unless I bring sausage balls.
I love sausage balls.
Because I use my grandmother.
I haven't felt like I've had a Christmas.
I feel that.
Since 2009.
What happened then?
2009. I'm having a hard time, but it was the last time that my entire family was together. Now, I was raised in a place called The Bottom, and that's the name of it. And I had, like, my whole family from my dad's side around me. And every Christmas, we had a family dinner, and when I say a family dinner, I mean this is like 70 people in a church fellowship hall eating dinner together. It was on Christmas Day, and I went to the service, and then it was like people, my great-grandmother passed away. Not too shortly after that. I mean, this is prior to me going to the service, but not too shortly after that, my great aunt passed away. Then my great uncle. Then we had maybe one more family Christmas. And then my family just kind of disappeared. Like, I have my dad, my sister, and my little brother, but as far as like family Christmas traditions, that was literally the only one we had. Like, we would all, it didn't matter if I hated my cousins. It didn't matter. Every Christmas, we got together and we ate together. It was like a big thing to us. I know that seems, you know, small, but it's actually a very large thing. So I haven't really felt like a Christmas in not a big Christmas, if that makes sense.
I understand that. I mean, when I was young, when we moved to Florida, because my grandparents all live in DeLand/Daytona area, we would get together with my mom's sister and have dinner at her older sister's house. But since my grandparents died, we were already spreading out before my mom and papa died. But it really just the connections that used to be that were already super duper frail kind of just went up in smoke, especially since my mom is the black sheep of the family. My aunts are all on husbands number one and two. And one of my aunts, I'm pretty sure her kids don't even know she had a husband number one. I'm going to keep that too close to the vest because I wasn't supposed to know that. Anyways. So, and my dad told me accidentally. My mom's on husband number four. So that kind of pisses my aunts off. I mean, they're loving and kind of my mom, especially my aunts.
After husband number three, you get a marriage license gold card.
My dad was husband number three.
Do you get frequent fire
miles and the gold card?
As young as I am in the situation I'm in, as far as men go, yeah, I don't like you for that comment.
Oh,
thanks,
Miss Little Miss Redneck, Little Miss Basic, whatever you want to call her, has a boyfriend, an ex-husband,
and a baby daddy.
And she's still acting like she's living her best life.
Leave me alone. I take good care of my three daughters.
That is nothing to do with
it. I can't help but
My mother had an open marriage, and it was before a thing was... My mom, except for my daddy, didn't know it was open.
She said, it was open. She just didn't know about it.
It ain't like that with me, though. Like, I was a good little wife. I did the stay-at-home, cook, clean, good laundry, all that. It's just, I chose a shitty husband.
It's open.
Oh, no. My mom wholeheartedly was just snooped. I love my mother, and she knows I talk shit, but that's why she doesn't listen to these shows. My mom used to brag about how she had slept.
I just want to be real here. I just want to be real here for a second. Your mama's a big woman. Oh, it was only half.
She wasn't. She lost herself after she had Steven. Steven wrecked her. She was actually about my. She was about my mom's about my height and build when she was my age. Maybe actually, she was probably close to 140 pounds before she had Steven.
God damn, he tore her ass apart.
No, it's not even that. Steven, she never got around to losing the pregnancy weight because she was secure. She got
fucking head, didn't he?
From being married.
I bet you your brother had a big ass head, didn't he?
My little brother shot out of my mother like a rocket.
Well, you know, easy in, easy out, I guess.
Steven was blue when he came out.
My kids, my oldest just turned 5, and she will tell you that her and her sisters are my rainbow kids. Because when Alice was born, she was yellow because she was jaundiced. And then my 1-year-old, Everly, she was blue because she has breathing problems and circulatory problems because of her dad, which is genetic shit. And my youngest one was purple. I mean, they're all healthy now.
Stevie was almost born in the waiting room at Randolph County Hospital in North Carolina. Stephen didn't even get a damn doctor. Stephen got an ER nurse that delivered his ass.
She's 5 months old, and she didn't wait on my doctor. My nurse had to deliver her. She was...
Yeah, that was Steven was born. They moved my mom to a room 5 as Steven was crowning. No. I didn't even know my mom was pregnant. I was 6. I didn't know anything about that shit. I got a teddy bear and a balloon because my mom wasn't allowed to see me leading up to Steven's birth because of the custody battle and the issues. Yeah. So, I got a note, I got a teddy bear inside a balloon saying, congrats, you're a big sister. How the hell did this happen? I didn't see Steven until he was 6 months old. But I loved him. I've been, that little boy is, he's not a little boy anymore, he's a dad with a kid of his own now. But my little brother and I are extremely close. He gave me away at my wedding.
All my kids have known since the day they were born. Like, I mean, Alice knows her dad, and the younger two, they've met their father once or twice, but it's their mama babies. They're all three mama girls because that's all they've known. Have always been there.
Hmm. Well, let's go ahead and circle back to the topic at hand. I know we got a little off topic here. All right, favorite Christmas present you ever got? Like, be it as a child or an adult.
See, that's hard.
Mm.
Actually, no, it's not. My favorite Christmas present is the only one I've ever got, and as dumb as it may sound, it was a book. And it's still my favorite book to this day.
You apparently don't know how nerdy we are around here.
Book.
Seriously.
Yeah. Actually, to be exact, it was a set of books. It was the Lemony Snicket series, and I was 7 years old, and I was in foster care, and I got the Lemony Snicket series for my caseworker, and that's literally the only Christmas present I've ever gotten in my life. But it's still my favorite one to this day because I love to read. I'm super nerdy like that. Well, yeah. Top of list, Lemony Snicket series when I was 7. Read that stuff and, like, read the whole series in, like, 2 days.
Well, I mean, it's a sweet present. I mean, it's something that's definitely you'll never forget. And you obviously have.
It's been 11 years.
For me, it's hard for me to pick because I have favorite presents from people I've gotten. Like, my favorite present I've gotten from Paul has to be the tattoo I have on my left forearm. It's my Stitch tattoo because he gets me tattoo gift certificate, and I love that the tattoo that I got with that. I also love, Paul's like the king of all gift givers. But I'm winning this year. I know I'm going to win this year. I'm not going to take risks of this motherfucker actually listening to my podcast for once. But I'm going to win. By God, I'm going to win this year. I know I'm going to win this year. What I've gotten my husband is fucking awesome. You boys know what it is, and you can show redneck when you're done. But... because Deary's gotten pictures of what it is.
I'm like the world's worst gift giver because I just suck at buying for people. But I make shit. Like, I'm making cups this year. Tumblers.
But my favorite gift I've gotten from my mom in recent years is, I know she's going to probably hate the fact that I'm not going to say the mixture she gave me for Christmas because I killed mine. But, so last Christmas, so I was extremely close to my grandma Maggie. We've talked about her multiple times on this podcast. My grandma Maggie was one of my favorite people in the whole world, and it killed me at 13 to lose her. Like, I was not even 13, I was like 12. It devastated me. My mom was going through a lot of her old cookbooks because she's trying to sort them through, and she's trying to wean them down and give me a lot of them. She just so happened to find a Treasury of Christmas Recipes cookbook that my great-grandma, my grandma Miggy, who I was super close to, had given her back in the 90s. And it had her handwriting and everything in it, and my mom passed it on to me and gave it to me and says, I'm pretty sure that your grandma would want you to have this and cook out of it. It was one of her favorite cookbooks. So...
well, he's at the laughing. Moment, my brother has He-Man Woman Hater Caveman, his woman by the arms, and is currently dragging her across a set of steps so he can go have Snoo Snoo. It's really funny.
Merry Christmas!
Oh, yeah, knock it off!
He's struggling. He's doing his best, but he's struggling.
Hit him in the testes!
In the dick.
No snoo snoo into the episode. episode's closed. But, so, Deary, what's your favorite Christmas present you ever got?
I don't have one.
Thought we lost you.
Kevin, you?
Probably my first car, my 1986 Pontiac Grand Prix.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cars are always nice presents to get.
It was my grandma's car, but it was sweet.
Have you guys ever taken any Christmas trips?
No, but I really want to.
No.
I guess I was a little spoiled by my dad growing up, and my dad used to try, and my dad always went above and beyond. Both my parents actually did try to go above me. My dad just liked to one-up my mom a lot.
Oh, God.
My dad took us to Disney World one year. Of course, I got my ass whooped on that trip hard.
Did you?
I ran over the Mad Hatter. My grandmother let me sit in her little go-kart thingamajigger, and I accidentally hit the Ford instead of reverse like she asked me to, and I ran over the Mad Hatter's foot.
Nice. You all go a little mad sometimes.
I got my butt whooped for that one, man. My dad told me not to touch that damn thing, but my grandma asked me to do her a favor. He then took me out for ice cream after he realized that the ass-whooping I got was not deserved. Didn't make it any better, but...
Really don't. You gonna try to say that ice cream doesn't make shit better?
Not when you got an ass-whooping... Oh, and not just an ass-whooping, an ass-murdering.
What can I ask?
Technically, you should never say that about anybody in your family.
I'm just telling you, my dad gave me an ass whooping, like, he beat me within an inch of my life for running over the Mad Hatter's foot.
I'm going to hit a pause, and that one is definitely going in After Dark.
I'm just saying, my dad whooped the shit out of me for running over the Mad Hatter's, and, like, he thinks giving me a whooping of mammoth proportions is going to, and ice cream is going to make it better. I can't sit down until dinner. Thanks. I have an ice cream somehow going to make this better.
For some odd reason, ice cream and stuff just seems to...
Not for a kid that don't like ice cream!
I mean, your ass is probably still sore as hell, but, I mean, at least you got ice cream.
You should have put the ice cream down the back of your pants.
I thought I had a cherry.
I was still sore when we went to Chef Mickey's that next morning. We went to Chef Mickey's for breakfast, and I had to stand. I almost stood up to meet Mickey Mouse.
I can't breathe. Oh, God. Oh, so good.
That's fantastic.
Any more anecdotes?
Nope,
you know, it's not just me this time. There's a whole room full of people listening to you say, I couldn't even sit down no more. Ass murder. Fucking Jesus. This is what I'm trying to save it.
Alright, final thoughts, because we're about to hit the half hour mark, y'all, and we're going to move into After Dark, most fucked up Christmas stories hosted by your beloved Jarhead Supremo, Deary. Final thoughts about your favorite time about Christmas, anything you plan on doing for Christmas, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
I'm literally just excited to see my kids open their presents. I know that's probably lame as hell, but that's the most exciting thing to me, is getting to see my kids open their presents.
You're a mom. It's what all moms say.
Technically, I can't. I wish I could be there to see Tinsley open her presents, too.
But it's just something really pure about the joy of a child opening a toy. Like, I don't know. This has been a really rough year, and I think anybody can agree with that. But, like, my year particularly has been, extremely bad. So just to have my kids and know that, through all of it, they still think that everything's fine makes me feel pretty successful with the way 2020 is going to end.
I can understand that one. I am exceedingly curious to find out what two of my nieces have gotten me for Christmas, because they keep on coming over here telling me that they are super proud of the fact of what they got me for Christmas, and the little one is just excited about the fact that she's giving it to me. So I've either got to remember to feign happiness really well, or just remember that they do it out of love, because this is my first year being actual. I've been calling me Aunt Kira. Sorry, Ori. Fuck. They've been calling me Aunt Ori for the better part of 2 years now, but this is the first year that I've actually been married to their uncle, so I'm actually, they're like, you're officially our aunt now. Well, they were both in my wedding, and they're adorable little cretins. And I say that with love. They are my little cretins. We call them Goober and Goblin. And then my little brother's daughter is Munchkin. I can't wait to see Munchkin's face when she gets her present. I do adore my nieces. I've got to order my 4 of them, because my younger sister's kids get second Christmas in January, because I know I have a lot of stuff to buy, so they understand. But my older sister's kids, I got to buy them for stuff, and get Kev's presents here. I can't wait to give that to him. He's going to lose his fucking mind.
Oh, I need to figure something out for you.
I've shown Deary what you got for Christmas, and he's like, that's badass. It's very much something that screams Geek Kev. Literally. There is no way this could not scream Geek Kev any louder than it already does. Other than, I may get you some dice. I don't know. I haven't decided if I'm going to order you a new set of dice. But, so with that, those are the final thoughts of this holiday season. Hopefully next week we will have... We'll have Andrew back with us. Until next time, you guys, check us out on Coda After Dark, which in just a matter of moments, we will be recording that with the one, the only, Deary, leading us into the fray. So let's see what fucked up shit he has for us to do this week. All right.
Bye.
Say bye, y'all.